is Akashwani, a review of today's parliament proceedings read by Shagun Chopra. First from the Lok Sabha, writer is Kumar Rajesh of PTI. The Lok Sabha today passed a bill to provide reservation to scheduled tribes in the Goa Assembly, even as the opposition's protest against the special intensive revision of Bihar electoral rolls continued unabated. Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the state of Goa Bill 2025 for consideration and passage amid din in the House, and the legislation was passed by a voice vote. The bill was introduced in the lower house on this day in 2024 and had been pending since then. This is the first bill to be passed by the Lok Sabha in the ongoing monsoon session, which has seen disruptions by the opposition on various issues, including the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. After the passage of the bill, Sandhya Rai, who was in the chair, adjourned the proceedings for the day as protests by opposition MPs continued unabated. According to the bill, the population of the scheduled tribes has increased considerably in Goa as per the 2011 census, the 2001 census figures. It noted that a peculiar situation has arisen in the state. As per the primary census abstract 2011 for Goa, the population of STs is considerably higher than the population of SCs. But no seats are reserved for the STs and they are unable to avail the constitutional benefit of reservation, it said. As of now, no seat in the 40-member Goa Assembly is reserved for the ST community, while one seat is reserved for scheduled castes. When the House met at 11 a.m, Speaker Om Birla first paid tributes to three former members, including former Jharkhand Chief Minister Shibu Soren, who passed away yesterday. Soon after the obituary references, opposition MPs, including the Congress, were on their feet, raising slogans and holding placards. The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. due to vociferous protests by opposition parties demanding a discussion on the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise carried out by the Election Commission in Bihar and other issues. Amidst the protests, the Speaker tried to run the House and allowed two questions related to direct benefit schemes and infrastructure projects in Ladakh to be asked by members during question hour. As the protests intensified, the Speaker said the opposition is not interested in allowing the House to function smoothly. He told opposition MPs that their behaviour and activities have lowered the dignity and honour of the House, as they have been by systematically obstructing the proceedings. This is not good, he added. However, the opposition ignored the Speaker's pleas, forcing him to adjourn the House till 2 p.m. after about 25 minutes of business. Barring discussions on Operation Sindoor in both houses, Parliament has seen little business since the monsoon session began on July 21. There have been repeated adjournments, initially due to the opposition demand for a discussion on Operation Sindoor and then on the SIR in Bihar. In a written reply, Cooperation Minister Amit Shah said, since the ministry was formed in July 2021, two new schemes have been implemented by National Cooperative Development Corporation for cooperative societies. One is Swayam Shakti Sahakar Yojana, which is aimed at providing financial assistance to agricultural credit cooperatives for providing loans and advances to women self-help groups. Another is Dirghavardhi Krishak Punji Sahakar Yojana, a scheme for extending long-term financial assistance to agricultural credit cooperatives towards their onward lending of long-term loans and advances for activities, commodities, services under the purview of NCDC. Meanwhile, the House was informed that the centre has received no proposal from the Punjab government in the last 2 years demanding funds for construction of hostels for SC, ST and OBC students. The information was given by Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment Ramdas Athawale. The minister said in a written response that the centre has released to Punjab government over 1 crore 12 lakh rupees in the current fiscal for hostels meant for OBC students. Around 1,670 kilometers of additional roads have been constructed or blacktopped in Ladakh since it was granted Union Territory status in 2019, the Lok Sabha was informed. In a written reply, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai said the Union Territory of Ladakh is now well equipped with snow clearance machinery to ensure road connectivity during heavy snowfall. Helipads have also been constructed at various locations to improve overall connectivity. Rai said there has been a significant improvement in road infrastructure in Ladakh following its reorganization. According to data shared by the Ladakh administration, the region witnessed about 2,80,000 tourist arrivals in 2019. Following its UT formation, the numbers doubled to 5,31,000 in 2022, dipped slightly to 5,25,000 in 2023, and there was a significant drop in tourist arrivals to over 3,76,000 last calendar year. Meanwhile, government said there is no proposal under consideration to expand the coverage and quantum of financial support under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme. Launched in February 2019, the PM Kisan scheme aims to supplement the financial needs of farmers with cultivable land holding with a financial assistance of 6,000 rupees per year in three equal installments. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the central government has disbursed over 3.9 lakh crore rupees to farmers in 20 installments since inception of the scheme. Asked if the centre will consider replicating Tamil Nadu's Usfhavan app model to provide real-time weather, market and advisory data, the minister said there is no proposal under consideration. However, the government is implementing the Kisan Call Centre scheme to provide comprehensive support to farmers by addressing their queries and providing advisory related to various aspects of agriculture via telephonic communication in their preferred languages. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Kumar Rahul of PTI. Proceeding of the Rajya Sabha was adjourned today amid continued uproar and protests by Congress and other opposition parties to press for a discussion on the revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. The upper house saw its first adjournment around 11:45 a.m. When the Rajya Sabha met again at 2 p.m., opposition MPs were on their feet demanding a discussion on the Special Intensive Revision or SIR of the electoral rolls in Bihar. Amid ruckus, Deputy Chairman Harivansh, who was in the chair, took up two statutory resolutions, including one for extending the President's rule in Manipur for another 6 months, and one of the Finance Ministry to amend the second schedule to the Customs Tariff Act 1975. As soon as Union Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, tabled the resolution related to the Customs Tariff Act 1975, opposition MPs started raising slogans against SIR. Amid din, the chair put the resolution to a vote and it was approved. The House then took up a resolution to extend the President's rule in Manipur. Amid protests by opposition MPs, Harivansh said it was a constitutional obligation to pass the resolution. The Deputy Chairman said that since the beginning of the session, the House has passed only one bill. He then called Minister of State for Home Affairs, Nityanand Rai, to move the resolution on Manipur. Moving the resolution for passage in the House, Rai said a rift was formed between the two communities in Manipur due to a court order. Those who say it is communal violence are wrong, he said. He also said it has been 8 months since President's rule was imposed in Manipur, adding that only one incident of violence has been reported. Rai said Union Home Minister Amit Shah had undertaken a tour of violence-affected areas in Manipur. TMC MP Sushmita Dev and DMK leader Tiruchi Siva urged the chair to conduct a debate on SIR. Harivansh, however, said anything not related to the resolution being taken up will not go on record. Several MPs were on their feet, The chair then called Subhash Chandra Bose Pillai of YSRCP to speak, after which MPs started raising slogans. TMC MPs were standing next to YSRCP MP and raising slogans against the SIR exercise. BJD MP Muzibullah Khan spoke next. He said the law and order situation in Odisha is bad. However, he was also reminded by the chair that only matters raised by him on the subject of the resolution will go on record. Sushmita Dev of TMC then trooped into the well of the house, after which marshals were seen entering the house and blocking the entry points to the well. The chair appealed to the members to maintain order in the house. However, more MPs trooped to the well of the house, including TMC members Samirul Islam, Sagarika Ghosh, Ritabrata Banerjee. Later, MPs from Congress and other parties also trooped to the well of the house as they pushed their way through the barricading created by the marshals. Both the resolution were passed through voice. The chair then adjourned the house for the day. The resolution for extending the president's rule in Manipur has already been passed by the Lok Sabha last week. Manipur was placed in the president's rule in February this year after erstwhile Chief Minister N. Biren Singh stepped down nearly 2 years after the ethnic conflict began in the state between the valley-based Mithai community and the hills-based Tridul tribe Kuki Zo group of communities. Earlier in the morning, Congress and other opposition parties created uproar in the Rajya Sabha soon after the House met, alleging CISF personnel were deployed in the House last week, an assertion vehemently rejected by both the chair and the government, who said the personnel belonged to Parliamentary Security Services. Soon after the listed papers and reports were tabled during the 0 hour, Deputy Chairman Harivansh expressed disapproval that the leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, had shared a letter written to him with the media. In the letter on Friday, Kharge stated that CISF personnel were deployed in the house and were preventing opposition leaders from exercising their democratic rights. Referring to Kharge's letter, Harivansh objected that it was shared with the media, as such communications fall under the privileged category. Harivansh also pointed out that the house has witnessed repeated disruptions. He asked how raising slogans, entering the well of the house, and disturbing other members can be termed as democratic right of protest. The leader of the opposition and senior Congress leader, Kharge, said he has issued a press note on the letter for the benefit of the members. Kharge emphasized that the opposition was protesting in a democratic way and will continue to do so. Countering Kharge's claim, Harivansh asserted that they were not from CISF, it was a Parliamentary Security Service. The Congress leader said the Parliamentary Security Service is well equipped to provide security to MPs. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju also clarified that only marshals can enter the House. That day, there were only marshals. He alleged that leader of the opposition is misleading and putting forth wrong facts. Rijiju questioned when a misleading letter is written or a wrong fact is presented, what action needs to be taken. The chair again gave the floor to Kharge, who asked whether the deputy chairman is running the house or Home Minister Amit Shah. To this, Harivansh told Kharge that it was a wrong allegation. Leader of the House and Union Minister J.P. Nadda said he has been in opposition for 40 years and the Congress party should take tuition from him to become an effective opposition party. He alleged that certain actions of opposition members cannot be termed as democratic protest but anarchy. Amid uproar, the proceedings were adjourned till 2 p.m. Earlier, the chair rejected 34 adjournment notices under Rule 267 of the House. The government today informed the Rajya Sabha that the Income Tax Department has conducted 465 surveys, leading to detection of undisclosed income of 30,444 crore rupees in the 2024-25 fiscal year. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, said whenever any credible information of direct tax evasion comes to its notice, it takes suitable actions including surveys, search and seizure operations, assessments to bring to tax the undisclosed income. That's all in Parliament Review.